Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Ha ha! summertime. Thinking that you're gonna be mine. I still miss you. I still miss you.
Gonna find is Eric from the band Stepani, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Oh, baker lives on the village green. The way I always loved her beats all you've ever seen. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Angeline Baker, age of 43, better sugar candy, and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Sugar candy, and she still won't let me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Sugar candy, and she still won't marry me. Angeline Baker, Angeline, I know, should have married Angeline just 20 years ago. Thank you.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone
older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special, and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Thank you. This is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Mama, he came home, stoned again last night, and it's breaking my heart. she don't tell no lie. I'm going to Newport News, catching battleship across the sea. You don't have to live so rough. Caroline died, she told me, son, you don't have to live so rough. I'll fix you up a mojo, then you can strut your stuff.
Casting glances out. she says it's not too late. KK, what she says it's not too late. KK, what she says it's not too late. KK, what she says it's not too late. There's a girl in the water, casting ripples in the water, casting glances to the shore, but I'm not there anymore. KK, what she says, it's not too late. 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 It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late.
Truth like God. bright disguise. It's a shame when the truth like a disguise.
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.